Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome again. I'm your host, Roger V. Welcome to tonight's show. Glad that you're listening in. Got my sidekick here with me tonight, Sean. We're going to introduce him here in a moment. And let's recap a little bit about the show. Some of you might be your first time listening to this show. After all, it is only the second episode. So, sorry about that. Just had a little bit of technical difficulty there. All right, so the reason we're having this show is to let people know about what is happening in the local city governments, as well as also things that are happening nationally or at the state level that you can make a difference on. And we don't want this to be just another regular show where people just complain about things or at least, you know, inform people about things but then never do anything about it. We want to let you know what you can do to make a difference and, yeah, also have some fun doing that. All right, good deal. Let me bring Sean on the air here right now. Just a moment. All right, welcome to the show, Sean.
Well, thank you, Roger. Thank you for that warm welcome. And all I can say is, woohoo, it is good to be on the air. This is, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, this has been in the making for years. Roger and I have talked about doing a radio show together, and here we are, finally. And it's 2015, and we are living in live. So Roger has been a great friend of mine. He's definitely shown me the ropes in civil government involvement, and he's one of my very good friends. So I'm grateful to be here on the show tonight, Rog, and happy to support you in any way, my friend.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it. Yeah, Sean and I met, I think it was back in 2009 at Provo City Hall, because there was a city council meeting about whether or not to have on-street permit parking for South of BYU campus. And so we met that way through an organization called Student Provo City Alliance. It was a really good organization, helped rally people, get some troops out to the meetings, and helped make a difference. The city council decided to table that issue. They decided to not go forward with it at that time. All right, good deal. So let's see what we've got here on the agenda for tonight. I wanted to review a couple of things from last week. If you remember last week, we introduced you, or I introduced you, to the website called govtrack.us. Great place to go to. Create a free account there, and you can get information on the attendance record of your representative and then also your two senators for your state. And you can also get emails on their votes on every issue that's coming to the, you know, to the chamber there, the Senate chamber, the House floor. Really cool website. I'd actually like to create something like that for locally for our city council here. And then also, if you remember, the second website that we shared last week, actually there was multiple websites, but another one of them was provocitizens.net/petition. It's where you can sign the petition. You help change the law on the limit of single adults that can live in a place, or unrelated people, I mean, because there is no limit on the number of family members living together that are adults, but there's a limit of just three, even if it's like a four- or five-bedroom house for unrelated people. All right, good deal. So the first item tonight that we're going to be talking about is accessory apartments, otherwise known as basement apartments, and many cities have laws against it unless it's an approved zone where you can have a basement apartment. And there's been a lot of debate about it here in Provo in the past. Currently, there's only a few sections of neighborhoods in Provo that allow it. They have what's called an A overlay, A standing for accessory apartment, and there's arguments both for and against it. I'm totally for it, as long as it doesn't hurt the neighbors, you know, the renters. If they're constantly parking in front of your neighbors' places, they're not going to like that. But if you've got parking for them, then I think, you know, what's the problem with that? Like, why would we care, especially when a lot of people, they need the extra money? I think it's a good thing that can help, just help more people want to stay within the city and not not one to leave for the city. What are your thoughts on that?
I would agree with that, Roger. Thank you. You make some really valid points. I'm obviously in the same boat with you on that one. We have a little buzzer here. We could go ding. We're both we're both united on that.
Nice.
You know, I would imagine, you know, I mean, obviously we're here in Provo, Utah, but there's probably a lot of places across the nation that have similar types of laws, similar types of restrictions. And, you know, I think one big thing out there to represent the voice of the people is property rights. You know, that's a huge thing, and it's not something to just be trifled with, really. I mean, we believe in our rights as American citizens, and when you own property, the last thing you want is the government coming in and micromanaging every aspect of your property. Now, granted, there are things like what Roger talked about. You know, obviously, you know, when owning property, it's good to take care of your property and not have it be an eyesore in the neighborhood. But in terms of the way of, like, being able to rent out, like, your basement or an extra room that you have, I mean, I say it's your property, so you should be able to do that. So,
amen to that, brother. High five.
Nice. All right.
Good deal. So I encourage you, if you feel strongly about that or if you feel that it's important, contact your local legislators about it. You might not be listening from Provo. There might be an issue in another city where you live at. Go to your city website, contact your city legislators about it. Find out if that's a law in your area, that you can't have a basement apartment unless you live in an area that's zoned for that. Find out what it takes to get your area zoned for that. If you have to go before the city council and plead your case with a bunch of neighbors, or, you know, what needs to be done. All right, next issue we've got here is, this is also locally here in Provo, coming to you here from P-Town. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
So,
P-Bo.
That's right. So the city council has recently asked for input on a proposal on whether or not to get rid of regular voting on city elections, like later this year where you vote for people. There's a couple of city council districts that are up for re-election, as well as one that's citywide that we'll all be voting on. And the proposal is to get rid of voting in person and instead to just do mail-in voting, where every registered voter on the rolls will get something in the mail. They'll get a ballot in the mail that they have to vote, they have to mark, and then mail it back. And I really like that idea. I've heard one person say that it's going to cost more money, the money to mail all of those and then to receive them back, the return postage, is going to be more than what it currently costs of running the booths at the schools and the various, you know, like you can go to the city center to vote besides going to a school, depending on your district. And so what do you all think about that? Let's see if there's any callers out there listening tonight. If you're not looking at the page right now, you can call in on area code 347-426-3948. That's through blogtalkradio.com. Or you can listen in there by going to blogtalkradio.com/whatshappening. That's right. What do you think? What's happening with this? Do you think that we should spend the money to mail out ballots to everybody, to all registered voters, to increase participation? Or should we just keep it the way it is?
You know, Roger, that's an interesting debate, and I think a lot of people out there would have varying opinions on this issue. I look at it from a couple of different ways. I'm sure anybody else would bring these points up, but since we're the only two on this right now, I guess I'm going to bring it up.
All right.
That's why we need your voice, people, to call in and to get on Roger's show. Why? Because Roger's awesome. That's why. So not only that, he's got the gift of melody with his voice. But so I look at it in a couple ways. One is you might get more participation and you might not. There is an aspect about actually going to the polls. People are creatures of habit, and they're used to the way, you know, things a certain way. We get used to a routine, and we like that routine sometimes. People go to the polls, and they're used to hitting the buttons on the screen and casting their vote. If you mail it to them, well, it might get lost, not necessarily in the mail, but in people's houses, depending on how organized or disorganized they are. And if it gets lost, then you're going to have less people voting. You could also have more people voting if they actually get it. You put it right in their hands, and all they have to do is drop it right back in their mailbox, and send it away. I know you talked about this earlier, Roger. It might actually give the people a chance if you add into that mailer some information about the candidates or about the issues. Because I know when I used to live somewhere else, they actually mailed a booklet about all the issues that were on the ballot for voting, and you could read about the pros and cons for voting yes or no to some of these issues. And it was a really great way to get the word out there about the information about, so that way people could make an educated vote. And so if local cities are able to do that, that would be really wonderful. Now, again, there's going to be a cost associated with that, so I'm not sure how the city would fund it. But, again, there's definitely pros and cons to both of these. And whether I'm for it or against it necessarily, I still think people should have the option to go to the polls. But granted, if you give them that option, then you're kind of back to square one, and people aren't going to necessarily drop their voting card in the mail because they know, oh, I can just go to the polls on the day of. Now, maybe it's something where if you phased it in and phased it out, you know, you still left both options there and then slowly took one of those options away, that could be a resolution. Not quite sure.
Yeah, those are some good points, Sean. I'm personally for it. Done a little bit that I've heard about it so far. And, yeah, I think it would be great to include some educational material. I know the city website, every municipal election. By the way, those are odd-numbered years. A lot of people think, hey, I only vote when either, like, you know, senator or president. Yeah. And they think it's only every 2 years. But, no, we vote every year. So a lot of cities that way are nationwide, too. They vote on the off years, the odd number years, 2015, 2017, and so on. So I encourage you to start seeing what candidates are out there, if you have already filed. But, yeah, it'd be great if that mailer with the ballot, if we do mail-in votes, if it includes a link to the city website where there's a list of all the candidates and then their phone numbers and their websites, which the city's been doing for a while. But it'd be great to get that in the mail, too. So I think it would be great for improving voter education. And fortunately, that's all the time we have on that segment right now. So moving along, I think it's time for a little bit of comedy. Nice. Tonight's sound effects are brought to you by Sean Stanton Studios.
Awesome. We'll get better at this.
Yeah, definitely. I actually found some great free sound clips that are royalty-free, copyright-free, just yesterday, but I didn't queue any of them up. One is soundbible.com, and the other one is Open Sound. I can't remember the name of it, but we'll get those ready for a future show. All right, back to the folks at home waiting anxiously for the joke. So this is really dumb, but this is off of my head. So today I went to the state legislature. I went to the Capitol, Utah State Capitol. I was up there, and I asked my representative if I could get a ticket to get into the balcony over the House chamber to listen in while they were voting on bills and having a few debates. And it was awesome. He said even better, hey, come sit with me on the floor. So that was a little bit...
pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was a little bit of stage fright because not only was he on the floor, but he was in the very center middle, like right in front of the stand where the Speaker of the House, or during this afternoon session, it was the President Pro Tem, something like that. I don't remember the exact title, but it's the guy that, you know, runs it when the Speaker of the House is not there.
The Vice Speaker of the House.
Yeah, something like that. So check this out. So I was walking out of the Capitol afterwards, and I was walking on the northeast side of the Capitol block, and I was at a stop sign close to my car, and some old-timer, some senior citizen pulls over in his truck. He rolls down his window and, like, makes a little motion, and so I step up to his window, and I'm thinking, huh, what's this going to be about? And he says, which side of chickens has the most feathers? And I'm thinking, what? And he says, well, I say, I don't know. And he said, the outside. And I was like, hey, thanks. And so I flashed him a peace sign, and I said, thanks. And that was it. We didn't even have a conversation. He just took off. He was at the stop sign. So
that's pretty random.
Yeah.
Random.
Haven't had anything like that before in a while.
Can I just put that on mute?
All right, we're just trying something technical here, just making sure there's no echo feedback. I think we'll need to do that. Sorry if you've heard any feedback here, but as we talk, the other one of us is going to put our microphone on mute. So apologize if there's been any feedback. If not, then, hey, we're just making sure. Want this to be a technically smooth production for your listening enjoyment at home. All right. So what do we got next here? We've only got a few minutes left here. I think less than 10 minutes in tonight's show. Oh, now we got a little bit more time. We got about 11 minutes left. So time for a good idea segment. And last week I shared with you a fun website called heavens-above.com. So you being the smooth, sensitive, new millennium man or woman that you are, when you go on a date and you want to know the angle of the moon when you're hiking, the optimal night to do a night hike, go to heavens-above.com. Nice. But anyways, that's a pretty awesome website. Like, for example, if you click on ISS there, you can see, based on your location, you need to set your location first up at the top right. But yeah, you can see the next time the International Space Station is flying over. So that is a really good website. So for this week, I'm just going off the top of my head here. Didn't have one prepared, but based on what I did today, by the way, that was awesome. If you ever get the chance during the daytime, let's say you want to take an afternoon off work or you're just not working that day, contact your legislature, either your state senator or a state representative, and they can at least get you tickets to get up into the balcony so you can listen to the Senate, listen to the House. You can also give them a little bit of feedback, have time to talk with your representative or senator before or after the session. Like, I went to a two-hour session that was after lunch at 2 o'clock up till 4 o'clock when they broke for their dinner session, their dinner break. So the website I want to share, this is not www, but it's L-E, stands for legislature, L-E dot Utah, U-T-A-H, the whole word, dot gov, L-E dot Utah dot gov. So there's some awesome things there that you can do. You can find your representative down at the bottom of the page. You can say, there's a little form that says, who represents me? You put in your street address. So, for example, 100 Main Street, but then you don't need to put the city. You just put the street portion of the address, and then you skip the city. You don't type that, and then you just put in the zip code, and then it will show you on a map who your senator and your representative is. So I'd like to give a shout-out to Representative Norm Thurston here tonight. He was very gracious. I texted him probably about half an hour before the 2 o'clock session, and I said, hey, are there any tickets left for me to get into the balcony? I've never come and watched a session before. And he said, basically, you know, even better, why not come sit with me on the floor? And I was like, wow. So that was pretty cool. I saw a couple of debates on bills. There was a lot of business things that were boring at the beginning, you could say, just a report back from the Senate to the House on things that they, you know, on bills that they had approved or bills that needed further input. So, yeah, le.utah.gov is a great website. You can also do a search there. You can click on bills, and you can bring up, you can just do a search there for a bill. And then you can type in the bill number. You can type in keywords. You can also bring up committees, and you can track those bills. After you find a bill that you want to watch, you click on it, and then you can set up an email alert. So anytime there's a status change on the bill, like an amendment to the bill, or the bill gets approved by one body, like it gets approved by the House and gets sent over to the Senate, you can get noticed on that, get an email. So it's pretty cool. Have you ever used this website before, Sean?
You know, I can't say that I have, but I'm really grateful you're bringing up some of these sites because they're pretty sweet. That Star website's awesome. But, you know, there's a lot of great tools out there, people. Like, And a lot of things that honestly I don't know about that Roger here is actually teaching me about, and I'm grateful for. Like the federal website that he brought up at the beginning, that's awesome. I never even knew that existed until tonight. It would make sense that there would be, but, you know, half the problem, and this is just me sounding off here, maybe I'm getting my minute in, but problems that faces are usually lack of knowledge. Like a lot of times, we the people are not really informed about what's going on in our own government, and that's the problem. The issue is that we the people are not involved, and a lot of times we're not involved because we're too busy, and you know, I'd also say a lot of times we're not involved because we just don't know about what's going on. And sometimes that's our fault, and sometimes it's really not. You know, a lot of times things happen when we're at work and when we're busy. And, you know, that's it's hard. It's hard to be an informed, involved citizen. You almost have to be a lobbyist or have to be, you know, getting paid to be on a radio show to listen to these guys and give an update about it. But, you know, but honestly, like, these things are great because it can help us keep track of what's happening, because ultimately we decide what really happens in this country. If we rise up as a people and say, this is how we want to be represented, and here is our actual voice, it will be listened to. There's just not enough of us that do it on a consistent basis. But that's my minute for the night there, Roger.
Amen, brother. This is a high five. That's true. Definitely need to get more involved. I know that I wasn't involved very much until I had some financial reason to be involved when I got busted by Provost City for having more than 3 people in my house. And, yeah, I wish I had been, you know, I wish I had actually voted in city elections before then. That was over a decade ago. And, yeah, I wish there was, you know, friends or neighbors that had let me know about things. It's not their fault. I'm just saying that we need to get involved and then, you know, help spread the word. Because most of it's just people not being aware. We're just, you know, not aware, and it's, you know, not anybody's real fault. But, yeah, as we get aware, we just need to help spread the word to increase awareness. All right, we're coming up here towards the last couple of segments of our show. And time for a little bit more comedy right now. I did tell you I was going to have an interview, and that didn't pan out like I wanted to, but I might interview Sean here in a moment. We've actually got almost 5 minutes left. But before that, we need a word from our sponsors. Tonight's show is brought to you by Subway. Eat fresh. That's right, because I ate at Subway tonight. And if I hadn't had the juicy, yummy, healthy, honey oat footlong egg and cheese and steak, I wouldn't have the energy to be doing this show right now. So, hey, if you want to advertise on this show, let us know. But, yeah, that's a free plug there for Subway. I love them. All right, so might start doing a segment here called Eavesdropping, which was inspired by an old student newspaper south of campus called Student Review that's no longer in publication, that was at times irreverent, but they had a lot of really good writing, that a lot of talented people back in the day. It's no longer out there. I wish something that like that would come back, because they had a lot of funny stuff too, a lot of funny commentary. And I was remembering just yesterday something that happened to me a few years back. Well, more than a few years, but anyways. So one time there was this girl at church that I wanted to ask out on a date, on a first date. And so I called her, I left her a message, and she didn't get back to me within a few days. I don't remember the details. And then like a week or so later, I saw her at an event. Don't remember the specifics of the event, but I asked her, hey, did you get the message that I left you? Can't remember if I called a second time. But anyway, she didn't call back, and she said, no, I pretty much, you know, don't respond to any voicemails, so you just have to keep on calling until you get me. And then I was like, okay, huh, all right. And the funny idea that came to me yesterday when I remembered that was that I should have just taken a postcard and sent her a letter or a postcard saying, hey, at your convenience, can you give me a call back? Because if she doesn't reply to a voicemail, Maybe she would reply to a postcard. But in the spirit of the show, I didn't repeat it tonight, but I did say last week that the show is not going to be like your regular talk show that's cynical. We're going to try to be positive, let you know what to do. So, to her credit, the reason that I first remembered her was because something that she said at Sunday school at church was something that kind of stuck with me about, you know, just being willing to have your heart kind of carved out by experiences, you know, by trials, and that, you know, you can grow a lot and just feel a lot more love. And it's not exactly what she said, but it was something like that, kind of personal. So I'm not telling you, you know, everything of it, but yeah. So even though that was funny, and you can share funny dating stories too, let's not make them be cynical or anything. For any callers that are thinking about calling in. All right. So, no callers yet? Come on. Any of my friends out there listening? Don't be shy. Call us in right now. You know the number. It's 347-426-3948. That's right. Call now. Okay, so we've got just a few minutes left here, about 90 seconds left. And I think it's time for tonight's giveaway. So, just like last week, we're going to take the second caller, or, actually, no, wait, I said it was going to be random like last week, yeah. So we're going to do the same thing. We're either going to take a random caller, it could be you, our only caller, maybe tonight, or someone that comments on the blog post. I haven't published it yet, but it'll be up there right after the show ends. They're at provocitizens.net. Go there and comment. We'll randomly pick one. You get a gift certificate to the dollar store in your area, whether that's Dollar Tree, Dollar General. Yes, we love dollar stores. It's pretty much the right thing to do. All right, well, that's wrapping up the show here for tonight. Next week, definitely going to have an interview. Maybe somebody in the community, somebody that's interned with government, something along those lines. And any closing comments or thoughts tonight, Sean?
You know, I've just been grateful to be here on the air with you, Roger. So we're finally making this happen. And, yeah, I hope everybody out there can appreciate it and get something good out of it. I know I have. So thank you.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it. Sean's my brother. I hope some other people, like my sister Janelle, calls in and does a guest segment. All right. That's it for tonight. Y'all have a great night. Listen in next week at 9 o'clock, Wednesday.